We are going back in time to survey the Constitution. Beep boop.
Oh my gosh, it actually worked. Hey there, I'm sitting here in Pennsylvania in 1787 from Independence Hall.
In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It's a very, very, very busy place. It is September 7th, 1787.
The weather here is boiling hot. Hey, can I have a drink, please? It's so hot. How do they live here? I mean, there's no air conditioner.
They're all working very hard on the Constitution, which is the rule book for our government.
There are some really famous people here, like James Madison, Governor Morris, George Washington, William Jackson.
Governor Morris is the main writer of the Constitution. Most of the day, the framers are debating. Not all agree on the progress because it is missing the Bill of Rights. Government cannot form its own church, the right to bear arms, the right to fair trial.
The bill is finally added in 1787 when nobody was president. Also declared a holiday called Thanksgiving that celebrated the Constitution.
Excuse me, sir. Hey, sir. Hey, you. Come back here. I need to talk to you.
So why is this Constitution thing important to you?
So, Sonny, what I think is good about this thing is that we don't have to do whatever the king has them, because then I could get my head chopped off and die.
So why don't you just want things like the king of England? Isn't a king a better thing?
Well, no, a king really isn't a better thing, because then he could do whatever he wants. So if somebody just said, I don't like you, he could cut off your head and throw you in the dungeon.
Do you think we will have a good country when the framers are gone?
Well, yes, I do. Because then we'll get to do what we want. Like, so if I could be innocent of chopping off somebody's head, and I could go to trial. And then the guy who chopped off his head will be guilty. And also bear arms, so I can shoot myself some bear for dinner. Don't you think? And the government cannot form their own church, which is pretty good, don't you think?